You don't realize how much you've used your brothers as a source of ego support. We don't realize how much we use each other sometimes as a spear support. So page 305. So good to see you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, girl.
And Core says in paragraph 4 that we don't realize how much we use people as sources of fear support. And as a result of using people as a source of fear support, people witness to fear in your perception and seem to provide reasons for not letting it go.
Yeah.
So, but now we're going to understand that we can become better and far stronger and much more compelling witnesses for the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. We can be more compelling witnesses for love than we've ever been for fear. So we're getting ready to change our purpose.
Okay.
Do you have any fear supporters?
Right. So we right now we are retiring them
as best we can, right?
Knock them out.
The challenge is that that it's up to you to decide what you want people to be a witness to for you. You've got to choose what you want me to witness to you. I'll witness fear to you and you might have a hard time with me and don't like me. Or I'll witness love and peace to you. It's up to you. Which one do you want? Now, you can use me for fear support, but the truth is I'm a much more compelling witness for how cool a person can be.
Yeah.
You too. Yeah. Most of the hours of the day, you're never giving anybody a hard time.
That's true.
Yeah. If you would like to just, I mean, I would say a good 20 out of the last 24 hours, you didn't give anybody a hard time.
That's not true.
I don't believe you've given anybody a hard time for the last 20 hours straight, Judy.
No, oh, not the 20 hours
straight. That's what I'm talking about.
But I did the dentist.
That's what I'm talking about.
I said
something. Well, even if you said something to the dentist, that'd be less than a minute.
Yeah.
So that means you witness fear less than a minute out of 24 hours.
Yeah.
So that means you are a much more compelling witness for love, and that love and peace is real than you are that fear is real. And that's true of all of us. We are much more compelling witnesses for love than we are for conflict, because most of the time we are not giving anybody a hard time, and nobody's giving us a hard time either. It's just that the little time that we have not chosen to have people support love, those are the bad days. Okay, so the Core is saying the bad day is the day when you don't choose for love. And so people witness something to you other than love. The trick is to believe that somebody else is causing it. Okay, that's the trick. Okay, then it says, I love this. He said, you can recognize what you've chosen by their reactions. I can tell what I've chosen by the way you react to me. I can tell what I've chosen by the way you're reacting to me. Like right now, you're reacting to me in a very peaceful way. So I can tell what I've chosen in this moment, because what I'm experiencing in this moment is what I've chosen. They're one and the same. So I know I'm choosing for peace right now. I know it, and I know you are too, because that's what we have. Okay, we're on to something. So that means that we have the ability to witness peace and to choose for peace anytime we get ready. Because we're doing it right now. The trick is to believe that the circumstances on the outside somehow have some real effect on you making that decision to choose for peace. In other words, there are things that, like my computer, tried its best. It tried its best in the last 48 hours to witness to fear.
It was great, because you know, I had been on one of the rolls, boop, 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 everything peaceful. You know what I'm saying? Then, bam, I got to my limit of innocence until I had to create some kind of conflict. I got to my limit. As much good loving as I could take. So I had to turn around and had to create some kind of conflict so I could pay my debt for the pleasure I just had. Because the court says we believe that we pay for pleasure with coins of suffering. So the bigger the pleasure, the bigger the price, the bigger the pleasure, the more suffering I have to go through. It's what the fearful part of the man tries to tell us. So every time I have a good time, then I have to come up with some fear support. But it got so ridiculous. I mean, the battle between me and my computer, you know, it's made out of silicone, it's a lie. And it can always tell when I'm in a rush to do something. And anybody that's into computers know exactly what I'm talking about. Anybody, man?
Yeah.
It's just when you most need those jokers the most, it's like they wait. Yeah, now it's time for me to mess with you, sir, you know. And so out of the clear blue sky, it just wouldn't boot up. And sometimes out of the clear blue sky, I refuse to boot up. So I was telling myself that I was refusing to boot up, and I was testing my ability to keep my peace. And so it was so funny because it got more and more and more ridiculous. So I had to keep seeing what I was choosing in each moment, and I could see in each moment that I was trying to choose for conflict, fear, and anger, because it was just getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse, right? That's what happened to last Thursday night's class, by the way. It was so good, we destroyed it. It'll never be heard again. It was one of my favorite classes, too.
Yes. What'd you do to it?
I destroyed it.
Oh,
yeah. Accidentally. Accidentally destroyed it. But that, you know something? But that was, hey, my whole thing crashed, but basically I didn't lose that much. I remember a time when my thing would crash, I'd lose everything. So I'm seeing improvement. Yeah. Isn't that cool? So what does that have to do with what I'm talking about? I could use the computer as a source of fear support, but it's a much more compelling witness for love if I let it be. So I had to recover my whole computer, and it take 8 recovery discs to do it. And see, these are like CDs, so it take a long time. They're sitting up there doing something, and it take a long time before the CDs feed in. So I'm like sitting up there. It was so weird. It was like a part of me was trying to trip. And it was another part of me that was just watching the whole thing, completely detached, wasn't affected by anything that was going on. And it was so solid that it was kind of tricky, because I kept expecting to trip harder than I was tripping. You know what I'm saying? It's like something is happening, and you would have swore you would have just tripped a whole lot more than you tripping right now. Somehow or another, you found that you had more peace than you thought you did. So I worked, I was up all night. Thank God I had Tebow rescue me. That's what I was watching. Get it? Rescue me. So finally up in the morning, I got to the last disc. It was 8 out of 8. I had used them before. And I went to the computer. I just knew it was ready. And on the screen it said, put in disc 9.
Oh,
there is no friggin' disc 9. It's only 8. It's only been 8. It's 8 of 8. It says that. But the computer was asking for disc number 9. And I had done this on the computer before perfectly. And you know what happened? Man, I just burst out laughing. I laughed and I laughed and I laughed and I laughed. It was like, it just got ridiculous. You know, I said, like, sometimes you just get to the point, you just gets ridiculous, and you just have to laugh. And soon as I laughed, the computer recovered. Right after that, all this stuff, problems I was having, just boop, 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 boop. You know, it's like, oh, that's what the court says all the time. I could use that situation to support more frustration, but the minute I used that situation to support laughter, it healed the situation. Because when I was laughing, I was finally seeing the situation correctly. Mm-hmm. And the minute you see it correctly, then you get the result.
So you didn't need this?